from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, and the show is on iTunes. You can find it in the iTunes free podcast by searching Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So, however you're listening in, thank you so much, as well as to the live shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday each week at 9 a.m. Eastern on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com. Very happy here on a National Signing Day special for 2016 to have back with me on the show somebody that I flew down to Florida and had an opportunity to see, and look forward to the potential opportunity of doing that again, and that is Scoop Bradshaw, coming from Henry B. Plant High School, a defensive back down in Tampa, Florida, and now has decided officially for Syracuse. He verbally committed a while back to the previous staff with Scott Schaefer and his assistant coaches, and then kept his commitment to Dino Babers and his staff. And someone who has become family to him, Rex Culpepper, the quarterback, is already up at Syracuse in his spring semester, decided to enroll early, and Scoop will be meeting him soon enough. And I'm very happy to have Scoop here, fresh off of signing and sending in his national letter of intent. Scoop, how you doing today?
I'm doing good today.
Now, Scoop, first and foremost, we got to look at your recruiting and the fact that you had committed to Syracuse under Scott Schaefer, and then you kept your commitment under Dino Babers. What made you go from Schaefer to Babers and still feel like Syracuse is the right fit?
Well, Coach Schaefer was a great coach and everything when he was recruiting me, and when he got fired, it was kind of crazy. Everything was going bad, recruiting with the Syracuse thing. We didn't know what was going on. And when I went up there, like 2 weeks after, I met Coach Babers and his new coaching staff. And it was cool. It was great. Just like last coaches and everything. And showed me the way he stepped to school and told me they were going to take good care of me and everything when I come up. And I just wanted to stay at the Syracuse for the school wise and take my education there, pretty much, basically.
When you say that the staffs were similar, what did you see out of Scott Schaefer's staff and now Dino Babers' staff that are those similarities? What are those things that you felt good about with Schaefer's staff that you feel good about with Babers' staff as well?
I felt the vibe and those new coaches and the family that they were putting together and the big organization that we're building there with them, and I just wanted to be a part of that, and it was going to be great if Coach Schaefer was there, but it was going to be a big part of a good organization too, but it seems to work out that way, and I really liked it, just the new coaching staff, and it was a family thing, and we wanted to stay close and get this thing going, built, and get it going.
When you took your official visit after Dino Babers was hired, you went up there with Rex Culpepper, as well as Rex's brother Judge and Rex's family, as well as your head coach from HB Plant, Robert Wiener. What was it like to be up there with people who have become your family when you went up to Syracuse for your official?
It was fun. It was just like home, basically. I felt like I was home with my family again.
When you look at the Culpepper family, as well as your head coach, Robert Wiener, what can you say about your relationship with them and why you consider them parts of your family as well?
Well, first off, words can't even explain how much the Culpeppers did for me and how much they love me and how much we've been through together and all that type of things. And Coach Wiener has made me the man I am today, responsible. He's been like a father figure to me, and I really love him and appreciate him for doing all this for me, and yeah.
What is it about Robert Wiener that makes him such a strong father figure in your life?
Before I got on the team, I was getting in trouble. I was actually on the team, but I was getting in trouble in school when I was a freshman. And, like, playing around in class, wasn't taking it serious. And coaches got on me every single day in practice. And I did punishment running. I even stayed after it and did extra work and everything. And it just made me a better person and wise and responsible and made me a man that I am today.
When you look at punishment running and you go back to those moments, after you went through that and Robert Wiener was pushing you to be better to yourself, better to the people around you, how is it now? Is there any more punishment running, or are you past that at this point?
It's way past that at this point. Now I'm a responsible man and a grown man and caring man. I'm wiser now and things, smarter now.
When you look back on yourself when you were first part of the team at HB Plant as a freshman to where you are today, committed to Syracuse, officially signed with Syracuse, where can you say you've grown the most? When you look back on your time as a freshman that we just talked about a little bit here, Scoop, and where you are today, what are the biggest positive changes you've seen in yourself?
Getting out of trouble and staying in school was basically was a big part of things. And my sophomore year was a big, played a big role in all this because that's what really got me going. And getting schools looking at me and me being on my A game in school and everything, I had made a 3.14 GPA my sophomore year after I had was getting in trouble in my freshman year and all that. After all that, my sophomore year kind of changed my whole life, basically.
What was it about your sophomore year that you felt really was the turning point for you?
Well, I had gotten some trouble before the season, and I got in trouble during the season, and it was during the playoffs, and I couldn't play for a playoff game, and we lost, and I felt like I was the person who made us lose because I had gotten in trouble, and let my team down and let people down who was around me. And then I came to my senses and growing up and all, and I started doing right in school, getting my grades up, going to class on time. I mean, I was doing everything to have me to be where I'm at today.
When you look at doing everything that you can do to be where you are at today, somebody that's been by your side is the quarterback, has been the quarterback of your team at HB Plant, and Rex Culpepper, and like I said, now he's up at Syracuse as an early enrollee. How important has he been in your life, and what can you say about your relationship with Rex?
Well, Rex is very important to me. He's one big reason I'm going to Syracuse, to be with him and to be with my brother and to play together with him at ACC school. I tried to win a championship there and everything. Me and Rex have been playing Little League baseball since we was like in middle school, elementary, and all these years. And we just got so close together in high school and all over these years. And wanted to go to the same schools as college for us. And look here, we've going to the same school together and doing big things together and all.
Doing big things together, being a part of this new era of Syracuse football, what are you most excited about on when you finally get to campus for Syracuse at the end of June?
I'm most excited about just getting up there. I just want to smell the air. I just want to get away from camp. I just want to walk around in the snow. I just want to walk around the whole school campus and just like thank everyone who's been there by me and just thank them that I've made it. And then I'm so excited to go out there. I just can't wait to get off the plane when I land off the plane in Syracuse.
I feel like everyone living in Syracuse is the opposite. they can't wait to go put their feet in the sand, and you're the one saying you can't wait to go step into the snow. I don't think there's anybody waiting to step into the snow up here.
Yeah, I would think
But Scoop, when you finally get that opportunity, I mean, you officially signed the letter which got you to the opportunity. So I want to go there as we're fresh off you signing it and sending it in. When you were writing your name on that piece of paper, what was going through your head? What were you thinking? What were you feeling? What were your emotions like?
I was thinking about my mom, my family. I was thinking about Easy in my dorm. He just doing great things, and he just a lot of things was going through my mind. His words can't even explain how much things was going through my mind at one time.
You mentioned your mom, and I want to speak about your mom a little bit here, Scoop. What can you say about your mom and your life and what she's meant to you? I mean, we talked about the Culpeppers being a family to you and your head coach, Robert Wiener, being a piece of your family, but your mom, just what you can say about her and how meaningful she's been in your life.
Without my mom, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, if it were for her, I wouldn't be right here to this. I wouldn't be the man who I am, too. My mom is the most person I love in this world. I love my mom to this. She does everything for me, and and I can't thank her no better than what I can't do anything to thank her or give her anything in this world. I give her anything to thank her. I've always been the most person that I say I can lean to and tell everything to. She's the only person who's been here. My father wasn't really around like that, so it just been me and my mom and my brothers. So, yeah.
Not having your biological father around, when you look at your mom and raising you and raising your brothers, what can you say about the strength of your mother and what you've learned from your mother?
She taught me how to be a man. She basically was a father to me. She was my father. Taught me everything. She did so much for me. Like, I can't even think right now. I can't even talk. Think whatever. Like, my mom is just the best person in the world right now. I can't even say what she did for me, because there's so much things she did for me that I can't explain or do or take that or anything.
You got an opportunity now to get on the field and show out for Mama. What are you thinking about when you get on that field and you start practicing with Syracuse? What's going through your mind about that opportunity and that time, knowing that you can do this for yourself and that you can also do it for your mom?
Everything is going to be running. My generosity is going to be running through my whole body. I'm going to be fired up and ready to go. I'm so ready to go and get on the practice field with Syracuse. Like right now, I wish I could have left in earlier with Rex, but things didn't go so great.
How are things now for you? I know you said, you know, your GPA is over a 3. How is everything for you now? Do you feel like the balance of school as well as being a football player and taking care of yourself off the field as well, do you feel like you finally have a grasp of everything that you need to do and that you're handling your life the way that you feel you should?
Yes, everything is going great now. That I'm doing great in school. I'm committed. Now everything's like off my shoulder. I'm like a big reliever off me now. And now I can just like think about college now and think about better things and grow up and do good things one day.
Scoop, before I let you go here, I want to take a look at yourself as a defensive back. What are some of the best attributes that you feel like you have? I mean, I got to see you go out and play DB as well as wide receiver in 7-on-7s, but from your perspective, what do you do the best when it comes to being a defensive back?
I can cover real good. Best thing is I love hitting. I love coming down on people, on big running backs, big quarterbacks, big receivers, big tight ends. I don't care. I do them all. I give them what they're looking for. My attitude on the field is real bad, and I really like it. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated. Is the religion I have on the field, the emotion I bring out to the other players, and the enthusiasm. Just everything about me is what makes me a good defensive back end. A good player overall.
And as far as what you want to work on, what are some of those areas you want to make sure you take care of between now and when you arrive at Syracuse as far as being a defensive back and being prepared for what's to come?
I work on footwork and more. I want to get bigger-wise and get more weight. I want to start a new diet plan to get more weight on. And that's about it.
And as you look forward here, Scoop, before I let you go, I want to give you an opportunity to speak with Syracuse fans and let them know what you have to say. So in this moment, what do you want Syracuse fans to know about you and know about the future of Syracuse?
Syracuse fans, just know you got no spot zone coming down there. And you got Temple kids coming ready to show up and play. Put on for Syracuse and for the fans, for the alumni, for everyone. Whoever comes out to see us, it's going to be our year this year.
And finally, for you, Scoop, a mission statement for you. You've been through a lot. You've had a lot of adversity. You've faced it. You are the man that you are today because of it, and obviously are in a better place because of how you responded to things. What is your mission statement? If I ask you in this moment to ask you in this moment to define yourself, who is Scoop Bradshaw?
That's what I want to ask people when I come out there. Who is Scoop Bradshaw? I don't want people to know me. I want them to find out who I am. That's my mission statement.
Well, I don't think there's a better way to put it than that, Scoop. And you know, as always, I appreciate everything that you have done to fight to get to where you are today. And a big congratulations, not just to you, but to your mom and to your family. And you know I'll be talking with you soon, maybe even getting down there and seeing you soon. So thank you for everything, and congratulations once again.
Thank you. Go Cuse.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya.